Antonio Garoli, Latvia. Antonio, you're coming off the back of one of the craziest weekends of your career, maybe. Just talk about what happened in Sweden. Start with the first moto.
Yeah, Sweden was probably my worst race ever. I mean, first race, everything was good. I was coming back from a not so good start. I was in, fourth, five, fifth, and I was working everything good, and the race was still long. And then one time I land from one jump, and immediately the bike stopped, get stuck, something on the back wheel was stuck, and but the engine was running, everything was good, fine. So I didn't know what to do in the beginning. I try everything to make it loose, but it didn't work. After one stone came through the sprocket, and the chain came off a little bit, and I was stuck on the engine, so it was impossible to move it, and they had to remove everything before they could make loose the wheel. So for me it was impossible to do it alone, and I was pretty disappointed that, but it's a race accident that it can happen in the motorcross, so you know. Second race was also good for me. The start wasn't so good, but then I know that after 5-10 minutes I'm coming better and better, and especially on the mud race in the beginning I'm a little bit careful. Then I land a little bit short in a little table, and I case it a little bit, and then I went front flip, because there was a big hole when I land a little bit short, and I want to go out of the track to save it, and but then in the last moment I see that they put all the mud from the other side on that corner, and this is also not good. I mean, they should be some safe. If you cannot handle in the corner, you can go out and come in without problems, like a lot of times happen in the motocross. But then I see that there was a lot of mud, and I tried to stay in the track, but then I went I stuck in the mud that they put it on the bump, and I couldn't take the bike off from there, and it was a shame, because I was good and the bike was still running good, and just couldn't move it, and give up again for the second time.
To your credit, both times you spent like 5 minutes at least trying to get the bike out. Was that because you realised how important it is to at that stage to have maintained your points lead?
Yeah, I mean, doesn't matter. I mean, also for I was 10th in the championship, was the same for me. I'm there for racing, and I wanna do it for in the best way I can. Also, I worked pretty hard beginning of the season to make that point gap pretty big, and was a security for me for the championship, and now the bad time come, and we lose the points, but since you're good and no injury, you can always make it and win. So no, I wasn't so worried anymore after 2-3 hours, and it doesn't matter.
And obviously now you're behind again. Does your strategy change, or do you keep the form and the thinking behind how you managed to get the points lead in the first place?
No, for me it's the same. I do what I did before, because it was working. I had big gap, so I keep still doing the same thing. Maybe trying to do better on the starts, and trying to be always on the top three, four maximum, and stay there and try to be on the podium every weekend.
But do you think it will be harder now that, you know, Clément de Sales in front of you, Paul Sales just behind you? Do you think they pose more of a threat to you this second half of the season?
No, I don't care that much. For sure, De Sales isn't the most clean rider ever, but I don't mind. I just want to win as better as I can. I like to ride with Christophe. He's always smart and nice to ride with him. I did in the past, and I hope now it's the same. We are fighting for the title, so I respect him a lot. So for me, it's important to have him back at the GPs, and also other riders, because the championship gets more interesting. And it's the level is pretty high, so it's nice, and I like it.
That's perfect.